Time to shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios. How are you, Alex?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. Now, I couldn't get you before because you're on a Zoom call.
Yes, sorry about that.
But one of your stories is actually about Zoom calls and why it's worth turning off your camera while you're on one.
Yeah, so, you know, we're all on Zoom at the moment because of COVID, and that's the main way that people are connecting. But this is a new study that came out of Purdue University where they looked into environmental footprints, especially when it comes to living and working digitally during COVID. And what they found was that it actually is more damaging to our environmental footprint to use the camera when you're on a Zoom call. So the researchers found that Zoom and Netflix were the biggest drivers of CO2 emissions, and that actually cutting down on internet usage by using the camera as off is a big way of helping that. So it's, you know, it's a good excuse for why you might not want to turn your camera on.
Yeah, well, that's good, because I needed an excuse like that, because I cannot stand seeing my face on the phone in even FaceTime.
Yeah, well, you could just be like, I really care about the environment. So
thank you, Alex. You've given me the best excuse ever. So let's talk about the fact that Valentine's Day is coming up this Sunday, and there's actually a history behind why we buy roses for Valentine's Day. What's that?
Well, before roses became really popular, actually most people got violets for Valentine's Day. But roses over time were seen as the perfect choice because they're difficult to destroy, so it's easy to transport from place to place. So roses quickly became the prime reason for global transportation for Valentine's Day. But it really has a lot more to do also in the way people associate the colour of roses with love and all of that, those associations. That comes back from 18th century, Victorian British culture, basically. So that's become an important tool for communication when it comes to telling someone that you love them. With even Jane Austen referencing this in her books, a social convention has been that roses, red roses, are the way you symbolise love instead of openly flirting back then. So that's why it's become so. I prefer jewellery than red roses, but yeah.
I don't even know how to flirt. Been a long time.
That's why I'm not getting jewelry or roses.
So why is this year's Valentine's Day going to be a bit more depressing? I mean, it's pretty obvious, really, isn't it?
Yeah, people are actually trying really hard to be more romantic during the pandemic. But I find the gifts that are available that people find funny for Valentine's Day not that funny. So that's, you know, gimmicky stuff. And it's becoming a lot more popular to, for example, get yourself... there was one gift that I saw where it was basically roses for your boyfriend's beard. So you're giving him a bouquet, but it's for his beard.
Nice. It smelled nice.
Yeah, it's weird. And so all of these ideas, there's also gifts like, for example, having a shared jumper. So having, you know, a be mine, I'm yours jumper where you both fit into the same jumper. Yeah. And these gifts are the things that people are doing. I guess they're trying to be facetious and fun, clever and unique. Mm-hmm. But, maybe I'm just a bit more boring. But I'm not. I don't want to share a jumper with my boyfriend.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there going, no, I much prefer roses or jewellery.
Yeah, jewellery. Thank you.
Maybe I'll go with opals. I like opals.
Opals, yeah. I like opals. It's not really... I like things that are thoughtful. Mm. But I really don't like gimmicky gifts.
Yep. Yeah. I used to be guilty for that, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, getting a mug, giving those to my parents.
I like a good teacup.
Oh, no, these were joke mugs.
Oh, joke mugs. No, don't get me that.
Gimmicky. Okay, last story. The first 3D printed house is now up for sale.
Yes. So this is actually in New York. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home. It's been completely 3D printed on site.
Yeah.
It's been developed by an autonomous robotic construction system. So basically what they've done is they've printed structures out of concrete. So this could be a really important way, A, of having cheaper than conventional construction, but also dealing with the housing crisis across the US. And something that we could also integrate here in Australia for affordable housing. So this could be a really big, you know, considerable move forward for cheaper housing. And we're also seeing this in Europe actually being printed, but not in full like this. So this home in America, it's 50% less than a newly constructed normal home in Long Island, which is where the 3D printed home is, and it's retailing at the moment for about $299,000.
And it's safe to live in?
Safe to live in, open floor plan, you know, 3 bedrooms, $299,000, that's not bad.
This whole 3D printing thing, I think I've told you before, I still can't get my head around it, but it's pretty fascinating when you hear everything they can do with it.
Yeah, I mean, you could get one day a 3D printed kidney.
Oh, wow. Okay, like I said, it's blowing my mind, but I still don't understand it. So, Alex, how can people find out what you're up to?
Just go to thebigsmoke.com.au.
Awesome. Well, you have a good one. Hopefully PT will be back next week to chat to you with the Big Smoke.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.